I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, after years in the shadows, the so-called down-low phenomenon has come out into the open. That's the phenomenon of men having sexual relationships with men that they keep hidden from the women in their lives. Many now believe it is the major factor in the spread of HIV/AIDS in the Black community. But new research shows that that probably is not true. We'll have more on this provocative new information in just a few minutes. But first, President Obama signs into law today the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act. That bill will extend federal hate crimes law to include crimes motivated by a victim's gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. Both Shepard and Byrd were killed in especially brutal ways that made national headlines. In signing the bill, President Obama fulfills a promise he made to gay rights activists and the rest of the country in a speech earlier this month.
It's a testament to Matthew and others who've been the victims of attacks, not just meant to break bones, but to break spirits. Not meant just to inflict harm, but to instill fear. Together, we will have moved closer to that day when no one has to be afraid to be gay in America.
Matthew Shepard, a gay college student, was 21 years old when he was beaten, tortured, and killed in Laramie, Wyoming, a crime that was reportedly motivated in part by his sexual orientation. James Byrd Jr. was an African-American who was lynched in 1998 in Jasper, Texas, dragged behind the wheel of a pickup truck as he was walking home from a family function. The outcry over both murders helped propel the bill into law. House Majority Whip James Clyburn noted the similarities between lynchings and attacks on gays and said these crimes demonstrated the need for this extension of the federal hate crimes law.
This kind of crime is just beyond the pale, and I just believe that it happens more often than we like to admit.
The signing of the legislation comes 11 years after Matthew Shepard's death, but Father Roger Schmidt, who led the first prayer vigil in Laramie after the murder, said the nation still has a long way to go when it comes to extending equal treatment to gays.
Prejudice against our brothers and sisters who are gay just seems to be much more of the fabric of some people's lives, and we have to work as a society to stop that.